This episode of TMS is brought to you by Squarespace at squarespace.com. You want all the tools and templates you need to build a fantastic website, blog, or online store? Head on over to squarespace.com right now and get a 14-day free trial, no credit card required. When you decide to stay, and I think you will, use the code MORNING at checkout for 10% off your order. That's 10% off at squarespace.com. Build it beautiful. Coming up on TMS, where's my hoodie and backpack?
You no make out of money.
Nice. I was hoping you would affect a accent that would fit that. CBS gets diverse.
It was actually right as I was reading it. Ocean's 11 goes full Ghostbusters.
Coffeeist is made of people.
And more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
What makes you think she's going to marry you?
Because I'm going to ask her to marry me. What?
You know, there's some things in this world your nose will tell you how they taste before you ever get them to your mouth. The Morning Stream.
We can't date. You're too oily. This is The Morning Stream.
Hello, people of Earth. It's Scott Johnson here with Brian Ibbett on the TMS show. Hi, Brian.
Well, hello, Scott Johnson.
Yeah, look at this. We're all doing it again for Thursday, the 11th of August, 2016. It's 9:04 a.m. My wife got in a car and left the house at 5 o'clock in the morning this morning.
Wow, for Vegas?
Yeah. The kids were up late watching Walking Dead reruns, so they're probably dead tired, or the girls were anyway. And when I say girls, it's a neighbor friend, her daughter... Or two daughters, my daughter and Kim. Mm. And then I'd maybe one other person all heading down there in like a big SUV. Going to Vegas. So good time.
It's just you and Nick and the dog.
Me, Nick, the dog, two copies of Overwatch. And what else do you need?
And one of those big plastic drums full of cheese balls.
Yeah. All that and more.
Cheesy puffs.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I don't know if I'm back into World of Warcraft in a way that's killing me. I'm like,
really?
Oh, it's so good. This new stuff, this new
the
content.
Demon Hunter, and I have not done any of that. I'm looking forward to doing it tonight with the raid team.
You should go mess with it. Maybe I'll come in there tonight.
What
time is that tonight? 9?
9 p.m. 12 hours from now. Get all your stuff done the next 12 hours.
That might work. I don't think I have anything scheduled for late. Like, it wouldn't have worked last night. Maybe I am going to come in tonight.
You should.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. So I did all that stuff and saw the cinematics and the story, and it's super good, and I'm not spoiling nothing. But wow, like let me say this. Mm-hmm. This is not a spoiler, okay?
You know, when you say this is not a spoiler, 9 times out of 10.
I know. Hopefully this is the one time out of 10, though it's not. And if anyone cares about this, I mean, there are probably people that do, but let's just say that World of Warcraft story team decided to go a little Game of Thrones on us. Just a little bit.
Really?
That's all I'll say. Yeah. Ooh. And I don't mean they copied some scene or anything. I don't mean that.
Right.
But what is Game of Thrones mainly famous for, Brian? What would you say the number one thing?
Nudity.
Okay, that's not it, though. But
violence.
You're right. Oh, okay, we're getting closer. What? One other thing. What is George R.R. Martin always getting criticized for doing?
Oh, killing off major characters.
Mm.
Now you're
in the neighborhood.
Interesting. Yeah. Right.
I'll let people discover for themselves, and if they want to know for real, I'll probably they can reply me on Twitter and I'll tell them. But it is something else. really surprised me in some ways. And, I almost gave it away. I'm not going to say that next thing I was going to say. I almost did.
Major character will die.
And here is his name. Rawr. All right, so I've got to express, I know I've been talking about it the last few days. I really think Mr. Robot is making me paranoid. Just a little bit paranoid.
Really?
Well, I can't hear anything about technology stuff. Like, you were telling me before the show about a 3D printer thing.
Right.
And a Wi-Fi thing that my brain, because I'm in the middle of it, well, I'm actually almost done with season one, but because I'm all up in that, I can't hear about any tech anything without my brain going there. I can't do it. So it happened with Tom yesterday on Daily Tech News Show. He couldn't talk about a topic without me going, that's what they want you to think.
Right. Oh, no.
Yeah.
it's bad. Wow.
It's bad. So it's a lesson in how our entertainment, at least in the short term, sometimes can sort of shape our brain a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I dream about it, and everyone's hacking everybody. and I gotta like get the dongle on the thing and hashtag a freaking grep line into Linux and tell
the before the guy comes back, the CEO
yes
and catches you doing that.
Oh my gosh! And then I gotta strangle a lady. He is a.
You know, it is funny that you get some of that stuff when you watch when you binge a series.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing with Deadpool. Deadwood. You dream about it. You're in that world. You mm-hmm. know, you're playing craps at the new saloon with the guy who was the bad guy in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. last season.
Oh, the guy, he showed up then, did he?
He showed up. Oh,
I love that guy. He's great. He's always a douche. He's never not a douche.
Oh yeah, no.
You know what else he was in? He was he's in everything, it feels like. Yeah, but he was Jim Jones in that Jim Jones Let's Drink the Kool-Aid made for TV movie.
Really?
Yeah. Never forgot that.
Yeah, and his number one is a guy I'm a big fan of, Ricky Jay, who's a magician, comedian.
Oh, right.
The guy who narrates Magnolia, movie Magnolia.
Isn't he in charge? He's in charge of the gambling and the money or whatever, right?
Exactly. And then you got you got Kim Dickens in charge of the ladies. And
she's great, dude.
She's great. Fear the Walking Dead, main actress in Fear the Walking Dead, and she was in that horrible Invisible Man Kevin Bacon movie.
What was that called?
It's called Hollow Man.
Hollow Man.
He fondles her while he's invisible.
Yeah, nice going there, Bacon. Yeah.
Well done, Bacon.
Yeah, that's a movie that Paul Verhoeven's last movie of note, I think. Pretty sure that was him.
Wow, really? That's a bummer.
I think that was Verhoeven. I mean, he hasn't really done anything since that I know of. Hollow Man was kind of the big hurrah there. Anyway, it's real good.
You dream about, like you said, I mean, Powers Booth, by the way, is that guy.
Powers Booth.
Great name, too, by the way.
Powers Booth. Powers Booth. He was even I watched part of that Nashville show and hated it, mm-hmm. But he's in that. He plays he died in it, but he played spoiler. If anyone's worried about how Nashville goes, I may have just spoiled a major plot point, but he was like this really evil rich father guy, and he was a douche in that. I don't think he's got something in his contract that says, hey, sorry, anybody who wants to hire me, I must be a jerk or forget it. Deals off.
I'm going to guess that the overlap, the Venn diagram of TMS listeners and Nashville watchers, there's going to be a really thin strip of overlap.
Just
in there.
The little teeny edge of that circle right there. Yeah. The middle just,
oh man, you know, I'm looking at the Google page. You know, when you do a search for a TV show or a movie and it shows you the cast, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm seeing like, all right, Ian McShane, Al Swearengen, and Timothy Oliphant, and Robin Wiegert, who's great as Calamity Jane. And as you're scrolling through there and there are people that I have not seen yet in the show, it's like, oh, Titus Welliver is going to be in this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And
it's a parade of stars, dude.
Yeah, no kidding. Gerard McRaney is going to show up.
Uh-huh. Have you seen your man, the Bean Fork yet? He's in there.
No, Bean Fork is in this too.
Bean Fork is in there. And also, what's his name?
Stephen Tobolowsky?
Yeah, Tobolowsky's in it. He's great in it.
Yeah.
He's great
in everything.
Yeah, he is great in everything. He's like the nice guy version of Powers Booth. He's always got to be some goofy nice guy. Mm-hmm. Or creepily evil, depending on how you use it.
Right.
Yes, but also, I always forget, Curly Bill is one of Powers Booth's roles that I love in Tombstone. He was Curly Bill.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, the other guy you like, the guy from Raising Hope.
Garrett Dillahunt.
Yeah, Dillahunt's in there.
You see him from the very beginning.
He plays two characters, though, so watch for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's not even like a thing where it's supposed to be. Like, there's no story reason. It's just that they decided to hire him for another guy.
Well, I'm kind of know what his situation is right now, so.
He's like an Asian actor when MASH was being filmed, where they just go, hey, we need another Asian guy. Have we used him? Yeah, four times. Ah, we can do a fifth. It's like that. Yeah,
Wild Bill Hickok wasn't a fan of Garrett Dillahunt's face, specifically his mouth.
Oh.
Described it in less than favorable terms.
That was a great scene.
It really is.
I'm so glad you're watching this.
I almost wanted to use that for my audio clip yesterday.
I am so glad you're watching this. I freaking love that show.
Your mouth looks like a... You've got a mouth. So why don't you take your mouth and...
Yeah, there's no way to do that. It's a constant beep.
Yeah.
That show. Man, it's good though.
Anyway,
and once you get, even if you're sensitive to that sort of thing, like if a lot of profanity really gets you down, mm-hmm. once you get in, it's like cold water in a pool. Yeah. Right. You get in the pool and eventually it's like, oh, it's warm again. I'm okay. All the sea suckers are making me warm. All right. Hey, what's going on, everybody at home? Let's do a show. It's a little short today. I wanted to let everybody know up top here. We're going a tad short. I have a thing that came up that's going to cut the show a little short. So right before Wendy, which may have worked out okay because she had a crazy evening and where she is. So it worked out okay. But anyway, so normally at the top of the hour when we'd bring Wendy in, that is when we'll end the show. We still have a PM edition of the show later today. Mm-hmm. So don't worry, we'll be back with more. But the show's about an hour as opposed to its usual hour and a half, hour 45.
And you're going to get two Indie in the Middles today. You're going to get an Indie in the Middle at the end of this show, which is really the middle of our two shows.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And you'll get another Indie in the middle of our PM show, and then you'll get a cover at the end of our PM show.
Brian will release it at 11:13 in the morning, so it's right in the middle of the day. No, it's going to be good. So anyway, just letting everybody know, I don't want anyone to be surprised that suddenly things abruptly end.
And we might have a couple surprise special guests for our PM show.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. So they out looking at houses again today?
They are, yeah. Okay. They found one they really like. They're mm-hmm. checking it out. They're meeting with an electrician to kind of go over, the Wood Whisperer does need a sizable amount of juice flowing into the shop, and so...
Mark has special needs, is what you're saying.
Well, all right. I didn't want to phrase it like that, but yeah,
I understand. Always trying to be the sensitive guy. I get it.
That's right. I don't know how much they want me to talk about.
Yeah, who knows? They may not even want to know people or anyone to know they're moving. So, but since he's this woodworker guy and he's got like in Arizona this giant shop with like lots, I assume, big power needs. Mm-hmm. There must be some custom wiring or something that has to go on, right?
There is. And that's so they're going to meet with an electrician just to see if the house that they're kind of interested in, they just want to see, all right, is this going to be possible? Because mm-hmm. if not, it's a deal breaker. I mean, they've got a couple requirements. Has to have running water.
Yeah.
Has to have heat.
Yeah.
For the wintertime. And has to be able to pump some juice into the shop.
I'm looking for a house. Got to have a shitter. Got to have some water.
And 220, 221, whatever it takes.
Oh yeah, 220. You need 220 or 110. No, 110 is what we use for everything else. 220 is for the big stuff, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. We had to put that in for our hot tub in the old house.
Mm.
Big pain in the ass. Not because it was them installing it that was hard. It was because we had to get it approved with like the HOA and all this other stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. It was lame.
Jeez.
I got a good story follow up for you. Holy crap! Oh. I can't believe I didn't tell you this, guys.
Yeah.
Not 20 feet that direction outside the house there is the weird driveway thing I've been complaining about.
Oh, yeah, right. Where they've the jut out that's part of your property. Yeah.
So 10 days ago, I sent this guy. Okay, so I talked to Michael Douglas. Remember the actor slash home runner guy?
Right, Hank Pym.
Yeah, Hank Pym. I talked to Hank Pym and said, hey, we got this problem. He says, send me a... All right, I called him and he was super nervous on the phone. Oh, really? Okay. Can you tell me really? What's your address? You get which one? Okay. Oh shit. It was like that. It was like that kind of, he was really huffy that day. Right. And so I gave him the info. He says, text me a picture of the damage to the fence. So I did. Went outside immediately, took a picture of the big old grunt where this thing got hit, sent it to him. No answer. 10 days go by. I said, hey, just checking in, making sure you got this. Nothing. Two more days go by. I say, just checking in again. Would like to get this resolved before the people move in. He says, I got it. I said, okay, well, that was 12 days ago. What do you want to do next? And he says, do you know who built the fence for you? I'm like, I moved in the house was built in 07. I moved in like 2 years ago. I don't know who built the damn fence. Mm-hmm. I didn't say it this way, but I was getting kind of irritated.
Yeah.
And he goes,
you should know.
Yeah. So then while you and I are on a show, here's what happens. This is what's great. I would have been there for it and seen it firsthand, but Kim was here and the guy is out there. At the fence yesterday morning.
Okay.
And Michael Douglas is with some old guy, not Kurt Douglas, but some other old guy. Okay. And then this young Asian lady and a very cute baby. This is the scenario. And Kim goes out there and he's talking to him and she notices there's red paint lines everywhere.
Mm.
And it's good because what they've done is they've decided to put like different new cement to make it actually usable. So problem solved there.
Wow, and that's what you were thinking they were going to have to do, is that they were going to have to blow out the cement and put a new driveway,
redirect
the driveway.
Yeah, basically. So that all looked good, And then it turns out, and this guy's going, well, we want to get this taken care of for you right away. The Michael Douglas guy. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, we're gonna jump on this and get a whole segment out here and replace the entire thing. No cost to you, of course. Don't even have to get insurance. I mean, suddenly he is wow. Hubert helpful, right? Like going
my favorite cartoon character from the 80s.
Hubert helpful, the adventures.
Hubert helpful. Those little segments that they put in between the Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh, they were great. They were like PSAs about how to be good and tell the truth. That's right. So he's doing all this stuff and being very helpful and I'm thinking, and when she's telling me this in this order, and I'm like, what suddenly happened to this guy? Turns out the girl with the cute baby, our new neighbor, mm-hmm. who Kim met days ago at a Walmart or something and was totally nice, they're moving in there, and she's the daughter of this old guy standing there, and then it turns out the old guy owns the entire Sago home company.
Oh.
That this other guy works for.
Wow.
So, gee, I wonder why he's Johnny on the spot.
You better get that taken care of. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, exactly. So he's standing there acting like he has been on this like glue. And if I'd have been out there, I would have smirked at him and went, uh-huh. Yeah. 12 days.
You didn't seem this gung-ho until...
yeah, way to go, 12 days.
Until Daddy stepped in.
12-day text Terry is your new name. I'm giving him all these new names. And he just took forever to do anything. And now suddenly he is just all over it like a blanket. So... bottom line, they're going to take care of it. They're putting a cement thing in there. They're going to fix our fence.
Nice.
They seem super nice, the people moving in. The guy next to them has two electric cars, like some kind of freak, and he lives alone. So he's got a Tesla model fancy one.
Right.
And wow. and a BMW, and the BMW electric. What's that one called? Anyway, like that 100.
Oh, like the B, right. Yeah, something ends with an I.
Yeah, $150,000 or whatever.
190i or.
Looks like a little, I don't know, like a little bug or something.
Yeah.
He's got those both out there charging. It's like a whole new world next door.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to go out there tonight when they're all trying to sleep and go, a whole new world. I'm not going to do that.
Really? You sure?
Nah, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, I3, yeah, by the way, BMW I3. Oh, there was an I in there.
Yeah. I3,
a lowercase I, by the way, Dice Tomato. It's not an uppercase I.
My buddy, well, he used to be at Tested, Will Smith, not the actor, but the other guy, redhead from the South. He drove one of those and raved about it. It is ugly, but man, he thought that was the best ride in electric he's been in. He loved it. And it's not bad. I'm looking, here it is out the window. That's a cool car. So take that, haters. Don't be haters.
Yeah, no.
It's a good car. All right. That's very cool. Chat room and everyone involved. You got to call in. It's time to stump Daryl. We're still doing that today. We don't care. Things are a little bit, you know, weird and skewampus on the timing and stuff. We're still doing it. So I'm going to take this first call that came in. Hi, who's this? Hello. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jeff.
Oh, hey. Jeff, you say?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Jeff. Jeff,
where are you calling from, Jeff?
Yeah, where are you at?
I'm calling from Springfield, Oregon.
Ah, home of the Simpsons. Fantastic.
Right.
Exactly.
Have we
One
had
of
you
many Springfields?
Have we had you on before? I feel like we have. Your voice is familiar.
No, I've never been on. I'm a Springfielder in the chat room when I can, but it's rare.
All right. Well, I'm
a newbie.
A newbie.
Sweet. We know what to do with newbies, don't we?
Be gentle.
Okay. We'll be gentle and kind.
All right. I can't promise Daryl will, but we will.
No, he'll be. Daryl won't just be gentle. He'll be like a little lump of. He'll be fine. Daryl will be fine. all right. Well, yeah, it's good to have you here, Jeff. And how is Springfield this time of year? I assume very nice up there right now.
It's very nice right now, yeah.
Yeah.
Is Springfield coastal or is it inland?
No, it's about 60 miles from the coast.
Oh, nice.
Nice, easy drive.
Do you have very a long, cool. pointy beard, glasses with no lenses in them, pegged pants with
Are you an Oregon hipster?
Yeah, I guess that's what I was saying.
I am not, but I am surrounded by them.
Yeah. I stand in solidarity with you. You just got to be strong. Yeah. It's going
to
be fun.
Is it hard to get a table in your favorite farm-to-table restaurant?
Yeah, of course.
It's always a waiting list. Yeah,
great.
Of course.
Let the stereotypes fly. All right.
Yes.
Brian, will you explain to him the rules and his subject, please?
I will. All right, Jeff. Glad to have you here today. Here's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be pulling Daryl in just a moment. He's grumpy. We're going to be asking him a trivia question. And when we do that, we are going to wait for his answer and to see if it's right or wrong. But prior to all that stuff, before any of that can happen, We want you and your powers of prestidigitation to determine whether or not Daryl is going to get that question right or wrong. If you are correct in your prediction, you have a chance to win today this really cool, and this is heavy. This is like a nice heavy pin. It is a Transformers pin. I think I found a Transformer pin.
You found a Transformer?
It will be mailed to your home. Can you see that? Or is there a reflection? Is it?
No,
is
I can
it,
see it. It's red. No, it looks good.
It is a cool, bright red Transformer pin.
Is that Autobot or?
That is Autobot. Okay. That is Autobot all the way.
Roll out.
Right? Look at that.
Yeah, it looks good.
Oh, yeah, there we go. I love this camera, man. It's so clear.
I love this camera, man, too. That looks good. I'd wear that on my shirt or whatever.
Yeah, and it's a decent weight. This is something you could only get as part of a nerd block, which is the Canadian Loot Crate. So they send you a bunch of stuff, and then when you don't like it, they say, sorry.
They really do they and really have something called gravy. It's called the Nerd Block. How'd you get one?
Nerd Block. Well, you still sign up. I pay a little bit. I pay like a couple bucks extra and I can get them shipped to the US. Yeah. I as much as I like Loot Crate, and I do still get Loot Crate. For me the Nerd Block stuff actually connects and resonates with me more. Like the stuff I connect better with the stuff that comes in Nerd Block.
It's not all Alpha Flight figures and things like that.
No, right. Like, Andrew Dice. Oh, no, I guess he's not Canadian. Who's, Michael J. Fox, sure. Replicas.
Yeah. Mike Myers, photos, things like that.
All hockey memorabilia.
Yeah.
No, it's really good. And they have different versions. They have horror block and sci-fi block and arcade block. So you can get specifically the subgenre, the sub geek genre that you prefer.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think this one came out of a sci-fi block.
Yeah, I'm just glad they get it through customs, unlike everything else I send to Canada.
Right, yeah.
Anyway,
so the category... Oh, yeah, so that's what you can win, this cool Transformer pin. Your category today... Oh, really? Okay. Is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Are we talking about
TMNT movies? And I'm not going to say whether it's the new movie or the old movies or any of that. It's TMNT movie.
All right. That's a good, I think I support your decision not to describe which film.
Sure. Yeah.
Or which era of films. Let's just say this. You know what? I'll give him one little hint. It's not going to be the cartoon one. The one with Patrick Stewart, the 3D animated one a few years ago.
Oh yeah. No, definitely.
Which
not.
Was really good, by the way. Like it's the if you want to see a good TMNT movie, I think that's the one to watch. I quite enjoyed that one.
You know, I really don't. I don't want to see a good one or a bad one.
Just not interested, are you? Just don't want to see anything. I get it. I see how you are. I see.
I don't connect with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I don't hold with him, bub.
Yeah, it's all right then. You don't hold with a big talking rat that tells you how to do stuff.
Yeah, no.
Okay, you don't hold with one of the turtles being all into pizza and shit.
Yeah. Well, only one of them? I thought all of them were into pizza.
I thought it was just the one. Isn't Donatello or Maria Bello or one of those two?
Versace,
freaking flip-flop. Anyway.
Right. Anyway,
turtle named Flip-Flop? I want the
Flip-Flop. right. So, Jeff, do you think Daryl is going to get this question right or wrong?
I'm going to say, I don't know what his knowledge of that is, and mine is very weak. So I'm going to play the odds and say he's going to get it wrong.
I think it feels like a safe bet. I'm with you. But we'll see. Maybe he'll do it right. We don't know. We'll only know.
But he's surprising.
He is.
Yes, he is surprising.
Yeah, not in a kind of, kind of way, but in more of like a, no.
Right. Okay. All right, pull him in. Let's get him in here before he hears this.
I'm pulling him. Oh, that's a good point. He's always sneaking around with the phone call. He's supposed to not listen to the first part.
Exactly.
All right, here's the, he has a theme and plays like this right here.
Yeehaw, I'm feeling good today and I can't even identify why.
Daryl Skills of Stump a Trek Nerd and Stump Daryl fame is on the line. Hi, Daryl.
Hello.
It's Stump Daryl, brought to you by
Keymailer. Whether you're a casual streamer or a YouTube superstar, Keymailer makes it easier for content creators to request and receive keys for Steam games to showcase on their channels. Go to keymailer.co and sign up now.
Excellent. Daryl.
We need to sign up for that, for giveaways for this thing. I keep forgetting to do that.
Yeah, it's a good way. I get a bunch from that. Also, some of my favorite discoverable games I didn't even know should be on my radar. Mm-hmm. I've gotten through there, and they're amazing. Like, I can't say enough about some of that stuff. Really, really cool. Great service.
It's a really good program.
Yeah,
good job, Terpster.
Yeah, good job,
Pat
Terpster.
On the virtual British back.
Him and his other British buddies that do it. All right, Daryl, what's going on?
Good on you, mate.
How's your day? You fine over there? You feeling good?
It's early, but yeah, it's good.
Do you have people around, or what's the status of that today?
Oh, it could be at any moment.
Okay, good. I'm excited about that. On the line with us, we have Jeff in Springfield, not Illinois.
Oregon.
Oregon, yeah. I almost said Illinois. One of the Springfields, the many Springfields the Simpsons are from, and he is going to help you today with your question, one way or the other.
Did you know they really were confirmed to be from the Oregon one?
No. What? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I just thought they never confirmed that it was a specific Springfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, our Springfield, Oregon is supposed to be because the creator was from Portland, I guess.
Yeah, Matt Groening is from Portland. That makes sense.
Off of our town here.
That makes perfect sense. Dude, that's totally cool, man.
Do they have a monument or anything? Like,
yeah, the old guy with the coon hat?
Right downtown Springfield, there's a huge mural that they have.
Nice.
For the Simpsons. It's kind of a well-known thing.
That's cool.
Pretty cool. They should have a bronze Homer if they can get the likeness just right.
The bronze Homer. You know what it sounds like. That sounds like a bad sex toy. Anyway, Daryl, let's
bronze Homer. Get the, you know what I mean.
Pulling out the bronze Homer this weekend. All right, Daryl, you're here on the line, and we're gonna ask you a question. You want to know what your topic is?
Oh, I guess that would be helpful.
Oh, and we're having olives later. Here's your question. All right, it's about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies. All right.
Mm.
Oh, that sounds like something you might not know a lot about.
Yeah.
From the tone of your, well, let's find out. This is going to, one way or the other, this is happening. So here you go. Question goes like this. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles have been featured in several films. In 1991, a sequel to the 1990 film was released. One scene featured the ninja rap. What rapper performed the ninja rap in the movie? Here are your choices. These were all actual rappers at the time. Some of them still claim to be. Anyway, was it A, MC Hammer? Was it B, Vanilla Ice? Was it C, Lil Bow Wow? What's one of his songs?
I couldn't tell you.
Rough, rough. All right, and
yeah,
then,
yeah, that's it, exactly.
And then finally, D, Christopher Cross. Sorry, no, Chris Cross.
Chris Cross. They're going to make you jump and wear their pants backwards.
Takes me away. I want it to be that Chris Cross. Was that his name, Chris Cross?
Yeah, Christopher Cross.
Christopher Cross, yeah. All right.
But he spelled it C and C. These guys spell it K and K.
CNC Music Factory. It all, it's like.
Everything comes full circle.
I'm watching too much Mr.
Illuminati.
Robot. Too much Mr. Robot. So those are your options, and I don't know what Chris Cross sang. There were a couple of kids, right?
There were a couple of kids. They're the ones who wore their pants backwards and Jump was their song.
What are they doing now? Anyone know?
One of them works at a Jiffy Lube.
Really? Which one, Chris or Cross?
Where are they now? You know they've got talent.
Yeah, no kidding. Here, I'm going to look him up. It says right here, Chris Cross, early 90s. Yeah, that would hit.
My guess is that they're touring with the 90s. One of them passed away.
Oh!
That got dark all of a sudden.
Yeah, Christopher Mac Daddy Kelly died 2013, just recently. I don't remember this. Found in his Atlanta home, pronounced dead at 5 p.m. Zubba, zubba, zubba. Was it a suicide? Oh, no, it was a drug overdose.
Mm.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Jeez.
Well, all right. Anyway, sorry, Chris Cross. So, Daryl, there's your options.
You should have been more like your namesake, Christopher Cross.
Yeah, there you go. MC Hammer, Vanilla Ice, Lil Bow Wow, and Chris Cross. Which do you think was the rap act featured in the 1991 sequel to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie?
I'm going to have to ask...
Jeff?
I'm going to ask Jeff.
Yeah, that guy. What the...
A little assistance from Jeff.
Yeah, would you like to use your call a Jeff option? Great.
Yes. Okay. We'll do that.
I would go with MC Hammer.
Yeah.
Oh,
he was big at the time, right? The parachutey pants.
Hammer Time.
Yeah, it was Hammer Time. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They had a cartoon. You guys remember his cartoon he had?
Yes, totally.
He would fly around in those pants, I think.
The new commercials, by the way, for 3M with MC Hammer, the newest one is hilarious. Like, kid hammering a nail into his dorm wall, and Hammer comes out from behind the wall and says, "Stop, stop the hammer time." And his dad, the kid's dad, is behind him and says, "MC Hammer, you can't touch this." And MC Hammer just gives him a look. And then it's quiet for a second. Then he goes and helps the kid.
That's pretty great.
It's actually pretty well done. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, if you're going to be, if your career is a joke, you know, becomes one of those joke careers, you may as well lean into it.
Just right. Exactly. Lean into the skid.
I would. I totally would. You'll survive better. You won't hit the tree.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, Daryl. So he says, MC Hammer, what do you say?
I think that he thinks I don't know. And is directing me wrongly.
All right.
I have no basis for saying that because I have no clue. Maybe he thinks I will know it because he will tell me the right answer.
Are you also watching Mr. Robot? Is that the problem? Being a little paranoid?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You should watch Mr. Robot.
I tried to, but he ended. I mean, it seemed like he wasn't a robot, so why should I watch it?
Yeah, that is kind of misleading in the very first episode. You're like, oh, no, that's a guy.
It's like a code name.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the tech company.
I'll tell you what, though. Like, I've given plenty of heat to Christian Slater over the years.
Mm-hmm.
He's like our age. He's a little older than us.
Right, right.
But I've always thought he was kind of one note. He's doing his best work in this.
It is really good. You like this better than Broken Arrow?
A lot better than Broken Arrow. And I think that it's better than the Wizard Heathers. Or whatever it was called. And Heathers and all of those movies. He's right. Just real good. He's right. Just really good in this. Like, there's a confidence to this. And
he had a TV show recently, a series, I want to say a regular network series, where he was the head of a security company, I think.
Now I'm paranoid that it's the same guy. No, I don't know. What would that be? I have no idea. I didn't know he was all that busy. I thought he was kind of not doing much, but
what was it? It was wasn't Breaking. Was it Breaking In? It seems like that would make the most sense.
Let's see. I'm going to look it up. Christian Slater was slated to be in. See what
it
did?
Here we go. As Oz, the leader of an ethically questionable high-tech security firm.
Oh, well, that's a nice
role.
It's
kind of like a I don't know. It's kind of like little connections to...
like a little prequel, really.
A little prequel. And you know what? I'll say this. If it weren't for Pump Up the Volume, there, you know, we might not have as many podcasters as we do.
That's probably true.
Yeah, there was a very podcasty kind of element to Pump Up the Volume.
Yeah, I like him.
Good movie, crappy name for a movie.
I've always liked him. The question was, would he ever be more than just a likable face that you recognize who sounds like Jack Nicholson?
And greetings, I think he's in salutation.
He's finally this thing that's just like, whoa, like you are killing it, dude. He deserves
and listen,
something.
If you haven't seen Murder in the First, Kevin Bacon film, really, really good Christian Slater performance in that.
Is that the one where the rotating camera around Kevin Bacon?
Is that what?
Is the one where the camera slowly goes around Kevin Bacon while he's talking to him in a jail cell?
Yes.
Do I remember that right? Okay.
Yeah, that's the one.
All right.
He's really good. He's the lawyer that's trying to get Kevin Bacon freed, and it's really, really good.
Don't forget him from this movie. Look, not that. We just want the money. He's that so quiet. Hold on.
We just want the money.
Remember that? It was Morgan Freeman going, "We just want the money," and Christian Slater's like, "All right, I got a jet ski. I'm going to go in the water because it flooded." All right, anyway, Daryl.
All right, anyway.
Sorry.
When I saw How to Train Your Dragon, I thought it was him.
That kid's voice, yeah, very similar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I say that kid. He's like 35 or something. But, yeah. I like that guy, too.
Hammer,
that guy's...
Ice, Bow Wow, or Criss Cross?
Oh, let's see.
Yeah, Daryl. Give us an answer, damn it.
No matter what I pick, it's going to be wrong.
You got 90 seconds.
I'm going to pick... the stupidest one.
Oh man, if that's your thing, all right. Wow.
Because if it was MC Hammer, this would be a major movie wouldn't it?
I don't know. You got to remember, they were all big then, like all top 40 big time rapper dudes.
I never heard of this Bow Wow guy.
Yeah, well, he was Lil, little tiny guy.
Yeah, that's the stupidest name. I'm going to pick that one.
You're going to pick that one? All right, you say Lil Bow Wow. That's your answer? All right, let's see if you're right. If it's Lil Bow Wow, here's your thing for that.
Oh, no.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Vanilla Ice B. Oh. So you would have gotten it wrong with MC Hammer as well. That's good either way because Jeff thought you'd get it wrong.
Yeah. Yay. Nicely done, Jeff.
Woo. Yeah, well to go. Well to go. Anyway, are you in the chat room today, Jeff?
I am.
Send a private message to Brian. He will,
with your mailing address, and I will get this in the mail to you.
Yeah, congratulations, dude. You're a big winner.
I appreciate it very much.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. Be careful in that sea of hipsterism that you live in, and don't eat donuts that are supposed to be better for you. I don't know what I'm saying. Bye. All right, he's gone. He won. Daryl, we got a little extended time with Daryl today because look at this. We got right here.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
All right, we're going to try something. Olives. Where did I put them?
Where'd you put your olives?
I don't look forward to this at all.
Oh, I do. I mean, you know, it's maybe not the best food for first thing in the morning, but I love me some green olives and I love me some jalapenos and...
Put the two together.
Here, let's listen to the pop of the lid.
Yeah, let's hear you.
My lid didn't pop.
Did yours pop, Brian?
Mine did pop.
Okay, here goes mine. Oh my gosh.
Mine didn't pop. Too bad Ken's not there to come in and open it for you.
Yeah, I know. I usually have her do all my heavy lifting, so fine. Ooh, aromatic.
Yes. Today I have a fork and a napkin, so I'm prepared for the olives.
Brian's always got a. People say don't forget to bring a towel. Brian brings a fork in there.
I bring a towel to a napkin fight.
Ooh, all right, boy, this really is not breakfast food, but let's try it. I love a good olive. Like if any kind of olives, big fan of that.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't going to shock you, Brian, but I don't trust the ones at grocery stores where they have like an open olive bar, and you can go fill up a plate there.
Yeah, like in a vat.
Yeah, F that.
Anyone can just reach in and who knows what's been in there.
Yeah, or who sneezed on it last. Or
I'm figuring anything that has a sneeze guard you're not a fan of.
No, I don't do salad bars or any of that anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, in Vegas I'll do it because I can kind of, I watch how quickly food comes in and out. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But here we go. Let's try an olive. I've got one right on top. Ooh, these are going to be hot, aren't they?
I don't know if I trust this since it didn't pop, but I will eat it anyway.
This should be these sort of thing keep. It's like pickles.
Yeah, it's pickled, so I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I'm scared.
May contain pit fragments.
Oh, it's salty.
That's what they say about Angelina Jolie.
Oh, but let's just call the show today. That's I think we're getting any better than that.
All right. That's really good, but hot. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl, how you doing over there?
Finish is strong. Yeah, a little hot, a little spicy for the D.
Yeah, a little spicy for the D, son. Gotta hit that D.
Nah.
You don't like it?
I am not a spicy food person.
I love it. I'm going to eat more of these. My wife is going to love these. These are going to be a favorite around here. The kids hate them, but the kids are supposed to hate olives. They're supposed to hate them unless they're the black ones that are made in a factory or whatever that aren't really olives.
Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah, I mean, I'll eat black olives. But they really only prefer those on pizza because they're
just
like
green
olives
bland.
Have like a lot of flavor to them and
yeah they're bland. This is the real mm-hmm. business, and I love a good olive. That Tony Caputo's downtown I was talking about last week, they have amazing olives.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I could eat those olives all day.
Nice.
All right. Daryl, well done there on that. Let's jump to this.
I know. I Googled it.
It's the Googleplex or the Google Plexitus. What is it? Google Maximus. Google is Maximus. And Daryl asks us to finish a Google query, which, by the way, I hear some show on cable or network TV has stolen our idea and are doing
really?
It
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. It's a real bummer. I'm not that this is anything that original. I can't imagine. But
right.
I always hate when I see that. Like, we were playing... Third Eagle clips long before Colbert got a hold of him.
Right.
But whatever. Right.
By the way,
yeah.
Fox is coming out with a new game show. This is like the first game show I'm like, oh, I really want to be on this. It is called Beat Shazam.
Oh.
It sounds like it'd be a great DC game show, but no, it's people have to listen to a piece of music while Shazam is looking it up, and they have to figure out the music before Shazam does.
Oh my gosh.
I love that.
That's a nice tie-in for Shazam, too.
It totally is, yeah.
I would watch that.
Yeah.
That seems like something up here. Oh, did you get that podcast link I sent yesterday?
I did. I haven't listened to it yet, but hallelujah. Can't wait to listen to
it. It's really interesting.
It is right here on my business, the Malcolm Gladwell Revisionist History. There's a couple episodes of that.
They're all good.
Oh, this is the one about Elvis Costello, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Oh, great. This is you were not the first person to recommend this to me.
It's right up your alley, not only for the Costello stuff, but the Hallelujah song evolution and just the idea of what iteration means for some artists. Cool. Like it just everything about it. I went, oh, Ibbot. I mean, it was literally like almost like a cover thing. It's like about covering and how covering changed everything. And it's so good. It's mostly, cool. I mean, the core topic's about genius and what that actually is. But there's so much music stuff in it. I just know you're going to like it. So
cool. Very cool.
And I'd like highly recommend that, people. It's a weekly show from Malcolm Gladwell, who makes amazing books and TED Talks and things. And if you've ever heard any of that or read any of that, you'll know what I'm talking about. This show is basically a new Malcolm Gladwell book every week is how it feels.
It's, oh, really?
Yeah, it's really good. I like it a lot. Anyway.
Very cool.
So, Daryl, what's our query? Or no, tell us the rules and give us a query.
Okay, I'm going to give you a part of a query that I've entered into Google. You complete the phrase and win nothing.
Yay!
There is barfing in blank.
Well, you would say every movie.
You're looking for every movie.
Yeah,
that's the answer you'd be looking for.
Oh, good news, Daryl. If you watch Mr. Robot, there's barfing in a lot of Mr. Robot. Big shock, I know.
There's even barfing on the reality show Big Brother. Had that one... last week when there were people dangling from little ropes and getting spun in a circle, one of them started throwing up.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah, no.
I don't like throwing up at all.
All right, there is barfing in or on.
Hey, when was 2005? Was that 11 years ago? Yeah.
Yeah.
This, or July of 2005 is the last time I barfed.
You barfed more recently, because didn't you break your record recently and talk about how your record is now sullied?
No, you're talking about the drinking thing. Down in
I knew
Mexico.
The drinking thing, yeah.
No, I haven't barfed since 2005, summer, and before that, 1998. I have a better than Seinfeld record.
That's right, Seinfeld kept trying. Atlanta, I haven't thrown up in 11 years, and I'm not going to do it today.
I'm not doing it today. It's a black and white cookie. Elaine. Anyway.
Before Tankerl is saying that you did puke and break your record, Steve and NH said you did.
When?
I don't know.
They're all crazy.
They might be doing the same thing I did, is confusing the
possibly
the drinking record.
But I don't. I mean, I've been sick, but I didn't barf.
Mm-hmm.
There are countless times since 2005 where I felt like I should but didn't because I hate it so much, so I don't, and it makes it makes however sick I am worse. Like it'll make it worse because I'm just like holding back. Like Kim's like, you're crazy. Just let it rip. I'm like, I can't. I just freaking can't. I can't do it. I don't want to so bad that I don't. But yeah, you guys go find the proof. I still have my record. I'm holding to it. The whole family was sick that week. We all had food poisoning. It was great.
Jeez.
Anyway, right. Daryl,
There is barfing in. Dot, dot, dot. Okay.
Yeah.
There is barfing in.
It's going to be some show or something.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think it's going to be like in a, you know, in Lollapalooza. There is barfing in Lollapalooza. Barfing in Gilmore Girls.
Okay, I'm going to say there is barfing in... Shoot. Let me back this up here. There is barfing in... Oh, there is barfing in Stand By Me. Yeah, Stand By Me. Wait. Which is the one where they ride on the roller coasters? No, that's Sandlot. There is barfing in Sandlot. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay, the real answer, the number one answer is... There is barfing in Pitch Perfect 2.
Pitch Perfect 2?
Oh, really?
I haven't seen that piece of crap.
I like that somebody felt the need to Google that, or enough people felt
a lot of somebody's
to make that, yeah.
Well, let me look at it. I mean, I don't want to see it necessarily. Oh, yeah, there's vomit scenes. Yeah, I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. Who's the main girl in that? I like
Rebel Wilson?
No, the other one.
Oh, Anna Kendrick.
I like Anna Kendrick. She shares resting bitch face with me, although hers is more attractive when she's resting. But
hot, bitchy resting face.
Yeah, I don't want to see her barf, because then I'll just associate her with, like, nasty barf.
Right.
Forget it. All right.
She was great in Up in the Air with Clooney.
Is that her?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen all of Up in the Air. I think I saw part of it on a plane, ironically. And then they quit working or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I need to go back and watch that. Sometimes this will happen. I'll see a piece of something. And go, oh, I need to finish that. But yeah. In my head, I feel like I saw it, and then I don't go see it again. Like I almost missed the tail end of The Big Short because of that.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember that was on the plane and
yeah, right. In March. It was like I missed because they made us move because of the guy with Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
Where I didn't barf, everybody. There's no, you have no record of me barfing since 2015. Prove it, you can't. 2005, prove it, you can't. All right, Daryl, very well done. I'm glad you picked a barf one because you love that too so much. Bye now. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in a sec. Stay tuned. Gather around, children. Pull up a chair and sit on a log and gather around the fire while your Uncle Scott tells you a tale of a great place to go build your web presence at squarespace.com. Squarespace.com, all the tools, templates, and abilities you need to build a wonderful website in no time flat. They give you a free 14-day trial without a single credit card needed. You just try it out. You play around and you see what you like. So many cool templates, so many great ways to make it look good on mobile and desktop. When you decide to stay, we'll save you a little bit of money on all that greatness. Use the code MORNING at checkout and save 10% on your order at squarespace.com. That's squarespace.com and the code MORNING. Build it beautiful. Making their way, the only way they know how.
That's just a little bit. Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
We got some news, and it's brought to you by
Comic Geek Speak, uniting the world's heroes one listener at a time since 2005. CGS is still the one to go to for insight into the world of comics, despite losing one of their founding members, Jamie D, to cancer in 2014. That's a really weirdly phrased sentence. Sorry. Yeah. To hear about that too.
Yeah.
The current episode, number 1617, digs into Civil War II. Go into comicgeekspeak.com for Comic Geek Speak.
Have you read any of the Civil War II stuff?
No.
Is it out? I mean, can you get
it? It is out, okay. Yeah. I don't know if it's on Marvel Unlimited yet, though.
Probably not. They're like 6 months or something, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, and it was just this last spring that they started that the second one of those.
Man, thanks for the reminder that I have too many subscriptions to mm-hmm. things. Every once in a while I think about that. It's like, ooh, there's like a lot of little $7 here, $5 there.
Totally. It adds up. And your best thing to do is like download your statement. If you use one card for all that stuff,
yeah.
Download your statement and then sort by the charger. And then when you start seeing clumps of things, you can be like, oh yeah, there's a subscription. Oh, and I'm not using that.
Yeah, I need to do that. Mm-hmm. I need to clean some out.
It's a good way to see what you're not using.
Yeah, I need to do that. So here's some Warcraft news, but it's about the film that came out this year.
Okay.
It is set to lose $30 million despite all that Chinese success. Remember?
Wow, everyone thought, really?
Oh, yeah, they were like, hey, China made it so the movie made money. We'll get a sequel for sure. But apparently, not so much. Upon its release, Duncan Jones's Warcraft was met with a fairly negative response overall, including a 2-star review from this very publication, says Independent, The Independent. Despite being a massive flop at the domestic box office, the film found an audience in China, making over half of its $430 million in the country. Unfortunately, this won't be enough to stop the film from making a loss. With a budget of $160 million plus substantial accounts or amounts for advertising, Warcraft will lose right around $30 to $40
million. Wow, that's a bummer.
It says this. Eric Handler says, this is a guy from IGN, says, you're almost better off just making the damn thing for Chinese audiences. It did okay in some other countries where the game was big, including Germany and France, but China really saved the day. More and more people are saying this about a lot of things, not just Warcraft. Like, why don't you just make it for China?
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm not saying that's good for us, though.
No, we'll have to watch bootleg copies of it.
Yeah, and it'll be subtitled.
Right.
I don't want that.
No.
I don't want Thrall going, "Kansamida." That's Korean, but... Or no, is that Korean or Japanese? That doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Racist. I'm in a mood today. All right, CBS. Yeah, Daryl will be excited about this news. CBS Star Trek.
He'll be excited we talked about this without him on the show.
Yeah, we don't.
He loves when we talk about Star Trek.
Yeah, he loves that. Don't worry, Daryl. We'll talk about it Monday when you come back and you can rebut anything I get wrong here. Yeah. CBS Star Trek Discovery will boldly go where the franchise hasn't gone before. Doesn't quite ring off the tongue.
No.
But anyway,
and it's going to be every headline that involves Star Trek has to pull in that boldly go business.
Mm-hmm. Well, shows like this have always gotten a little criticism for being very white and very male. It's clear that CBS is trying to boldly go into a different direction. Of the 16 new series regulars across the network, CBS Entertainment President Glenn Ross, noted Wednesday 11 people are of color. And it came when it comes to the next upcoming series, which takes place 10 years before the age of Captain Kirk. Oh, before? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's 10 years before TOS.
How do I feel about that time frame? I could have gone more. I could have gone some TNG time frame, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever. Yeah. I'll take whatever they give me.
Yeah, it's not the Enterprise, so they can do whatever they want.
Yeah. Is the ship called the Discovery?
I thought so, yeah.
Okay.
I guess that's the assumption. We don't know.
We actually don't know, do we?
Right.
Okay.
But the photos that they've shown, it doesn't appear to be the Enterprise.
We just know it's STD as the...
is the initials of the show, right?
Well done, guys. Well done. It seems fans can expect the same commitment to diversity the beloved franchise has been constantly displaying since the original series. Star Trek Discovery will feature a female lead, so we're back to like Commander Paris, rub my feet.
Bring a jar of bag bomb,
yes,
and a washcloth to my ready room.
Could you please bring
Commander Paris?
Bring the bronze god to the ready room, please. What was it called earlier? Not the bronze god. What
do we call it? The bronze Homer.
Bring the bronze Homer to my ready room.
And a six pack of lube.
Six pack. I didn't know they sold it in a six pack.
I don't know if they do or not. I'm sure somebody can confirm or deny.
Yeah, don't make sure you recycle those things that come in. If the birds get them, they'll get strangled. So. Kate Mulgrew would be a first for the franchise. Kate Mulgrew became the franchise first female lead in Star Trek Voyager back in the 90s. Sources tell THR that our heroine will not be a captain, though, allowing the show to explore stories from a different vantage point. There will, however, be a female admiral. Well, they've had that before.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of female admirals.
Yeah. So, okay. So the heroine, so the main character of the show
is hooked on heroin. Got it.
Isn't going to be a captain. That's going to be interesting. Like, we're going to be following, you know, the adventures of I dare say an ensign.
Yeah.
Like Ensign Williams.
Ensign Lady Woman, please come to the front desk. It'll be like that. Another
Lady Woman.
Another milestone that definitely is happening. The series will feature the first openly gay character. I want him to be flamboyantly gay, though. Not just openly gay, but like flamboyantly gay.
Okay. All right.
I want somebody who walks onto the bridge and just like the sassiest of approvable Starfleet uniforms. I want him to be just strutting around doing just the most freaking outrageous flamboyant gay character thing. They're not going to do it, but that's what I want.
That would be great.
I'd love that.
Nathan Lane.
Oh my gosh, dude.
I'll be on the holodeck.
If you need me. Where's Pumbaa?
Timon.
Yeah, Timon. Anyway, we'll feature, that'll be one of its male leads. Earlier this year, Star Trek Beyond ruffled some fans' feathers by revealing Captain Sulu was gay, making him the first gay character in Star Trek history. Some fans, and even George Takei, weren't thrilled by the idea of rewriting an existing character's sexuality. I didn't love it either. It was fine. It just felt a little jammed in there.
It wasn't, and it didn't feel like it was as big a deal when you saw the movie as it was made out to be.
Oh, not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. My daughter goes, Wayne, is that the gay scene? And I said, we're sitting in the movie. I said, yep, that's it. She goes, oh, well, that just like, that could have been his dad or his brother or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, yeah, it's no big deal.
Right. By the way, Daryl confirms that the ship is called the Discovery.
Okay, it is. Well, that's kind of cool in a way because it's, mm-hmm, you know, we have the Discovery shuttles and all that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did Discovery blow up? Is that the one that blew up?
Challenger is the one that
Challenger
blew up.
Well, mm-hmm. Challenger and the other one that blew up on reentry. What was the reentry one?
Oh, right. The Columbia?
Columbia, yes. Discovery is still, I think, in the... not Smithsonian, but maybe the Air Museum or something. Mm-hmm. Air and Space Museum.
Right.
Anyway, they're going all out on the diversity. So there you go. Diversity Star Trek, everybody. Let the angry white man, straight white man backlash begin.
Right.
Let's do it again with all female Ocean's 11 spinoff happening.
Oh, great.
Didn't we predict this? Didn't you and I talk about this once?
About
an
all-female Ocean's 11?
Yeah, that would be a good place to do this. I swear we talked about this.
Sounds like it, yeah. I remember either we talked about it because there was the rumblings of it, or we came up with the idea and we just don't remember it.
I'm almost sure we talked about this. Anyway, all-female Ocean's 11 spinoff is trying to avoid the Ghostbusters-style backlash Warner's will make the Ocean's Ocho for around 70 million. Really? Ocean's Ocho?
Ocean's Ocho.
Is that really what they're saying, calling it?
Apparently so.
Okay, that makes me want to die. For around $70 million.
We need to change it all up and make it a different language.
According to sources, about $80 million less than the reported $150 million that Ghostbusters cost them. So the article then says, put away that slime.
Honestly, why even make it an Ocean's... Why even make it part of that franchise? You can have an all-lady heist movie that can stand on its own. They're not even stealing, you know, doing a Vegas theft. They're doing this with the New York Metropolitan Museum.
Yeah.
So
just make it a heist movie on its own. But now that you're saying, I am having deja vu so bad right now. I swear you made this point before. I think I did.
Yeah, I remember saying that it doesn't have to be part of the Ocean's.
And then my argument was, well, the reason it does is because it has brand appeal and people know those series and that's why they'll go. And I know we've had this conversation. But anyway, let's have more of it. The most important distinction between the first two films is the size of each project's budget. Blah, blah, blah. Don't care. Okay. Within minutes of news breaking that Warner's moving ahead with the new Ocean's incarnation, headed up by Sandra Bullock. She's from Speed.
Oh, her. Okay, I remember her from Speed and nothing else.
Kate Blanchett. She's from Lord of the Rings.
Uh-huh.
She says the stuff at the beginning and then later, I am again glad rail and can recede into the West or whatever she says.
Wow.
And then you got Anne Hathaway. She's the princess lady.
Diaries.
Yeah, she has diarrhea. Princess Diarrhea.
Princess Diarrhea.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then this all involves, that's actually a great cast, by the way. Holy crap. Totally. Those are three great actor ladies.
And I think this movie would do well even if it wasn't called Ocean's Blank, you know?
Especially if it's not called Ocean's
Blank. Ocean's Ocho.
Ocean's Ocho. Do you think any of these guys will show up as a, you know, a cameo? I think you get Brad Pitt or Clooney or something. Maybe you get Don Cheadle in there.
Right.
Doing a bad accent.
He's not a lady. Would you need, is this going to be technically a reboot. This is not like Danny Ocean has a sister that he's never mentioned is Sandra Bullock. And
not that I know of.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what to think, except that I really like those ladies and I don't know that it has to be Ocean's anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bugged that it has to have the name on there. Just have a really cool movie with those have star power. People would go to see their movie.
Totally would.
Yeah. That's a big draw. I see Kate Blanchett movies just because I'll see anything she's in.
Right.
I have a thing for her. She's amazing. I love her. All right. Got a story about, remember Soylent, the whole Soylent thing?
Yes, we were talking about why would you name...
Because of the movie and all that?
Yeah. Why would you use that name?
Yeah.
It's just such a bad idea.
Apparently it was on purpose. Everyone's telling us offline. But anyway, they now have a new product. It's called Coffeeist. It is Soylent's new coffee shake. It's surprisingly almost good, says this article at eater.com. Surprisingly almost good. That's a ringing endorsement.
Coffeeist.
It says, the god of efficiency could cry. Its tears would be Soylent, right? Obviously, it's not cry or even have a gender because how wasteful. Anyway, the personal promise of Soylent is liberation from the tyranny of the biological and the demands of the hunger placed on our time and brain space. Why bother with eating? Blah, blah, blah. Don't care about this. So now they have this coffee thing. Where is it? I'm trying to get to the part that matters. Yeah, these guys are just food writers?
Yeah.
Y'all need to calm down.
Yeah. Give us details and don't just, lay this on with a thick cake of flowers. Yeah,
it's like a bathtub full of feathers.
Yeah. Oh, eater.com. Well, there you go.
Okay. They say it tastes like runny pancake batter.
Really?
Smells vaguely of popcorn. Let's see. It's a really larger scheme of things. While it appeals to Soylent diehards who've asked for it, it's also a relatively straightforward product, even for messy regular people who have no real interest in optimizing the food out of most of their lives. Okay. Anyway, go get it. Coffeeist. Don't read this article, though. Eater.com is some hoity-toit, man.
That's right.
There's some hoi polloi happening at eater.com. That's the news, and that's the show. Like I said, have to end it a little early. Advice from Wendy next week. Don't worry, we'll have her back.
Yeah. She'll give twice as much advice to somebody next week to make up for this week.
And before we go, though, real quick, mention that today at 3 p.m., right? That's when we do it now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
3 p.m. Mountain Time.
3 p.m. Mountain Time. 3 p.m. You'll find us here again for the TMSPM show. If you want to get your hashtag Ask TMS questions in, this would be the time to do it. Get them going. And ask us questions because we'll be answering those. I think we're doing an app today. Maybe Dan's back. I forget.
Okay. Let me know. I've got stuff for both.
I'll get a hold of Dan.
Well, I don't have anything for Dan, but if we have an app, then I've got an app to talk about.
I mean, he's back from Gen Con. He may have some stuff to talk about. I don't know. I'll find out. But one way or the other, something will happen there. And it's all good fun. And it's all brought to you by patreon.com/TMS. Thank you guys so much for helping support us to a place where we can do that fifth episode a week. It means a lot. Consider supporting us if you have not up to this point. AlphaGeekRadio.com, simulcast the show along with DiamondClub.tv, FrogPants.com/TMS is our website. You can find all our contact details there, phone number, email, and more. Also, you can find us on Twitter, Coverville, Scott Johnson, Morning Stream. All right, Brian.
All right.
We've done all we can do at this point, so let's just go.
I have only one more thing to do. Yeah. I can put some indie at the end, which is kind of the middle of our broadcast day.
I like it.
This comes to us from a brand new album that comes out a week from tomorrow. It's called Something to Ruin, and it's by the band Ages and Ages. They are touring, but hey, you want to know where their home is? Mm. Their home is Portland, Oregon. back to Oregon and the hipsters. This is cool. The album, again, called Something to Ruin. This is their very first single, and it's called They Want More. These guys are cool. Really, really like this. They, Tim Perry and Rob Oberdorfer, went to Central America. Two members of the band, they visited indigenous ruins partly engulfed by surrounding forests to kind of give them some inspiration for this and the impermanence of human civilization and the resilience of nature. Mm. It's a really cool tune. It is called They Want More. Here is the band, Ages and Ages.
All right. Why isn't that playing? Hello. Why aren't you playing?
I don't know.
Oh, do I have the wrong song? Wait. Do I have...
They Want More?
Oh, no, I have it.
Okay.
Nobody wants more. Here it is. Because you want more and you have more. Here it is.
other than the one they're already at. And it always seems so appealing at first, ain't it odd, when we discover just exactly what it's worth and they want.
Is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Breathing is easy. Let me demonstrate. Inhale, exhale.